Good morning, this is Dan O'Brien with the Top Third Ag Marketing pre-opening grain comments for Wednesday, November 24th, day before Thanksgiving. We've got corn and beans are down in the basement fridge. Oh, wait, sorry, never mind. That's my to-do list for tomorrow morning. We actually have corn and beans higher, and we've got wheat mixed. So December corn up 3 cents, 583.5. We're just testing again the recent high from November 2nd at 586. Corn has been trading sideways in this range here for about the last week and a half or so. We'll see if we can break out of those highs and then test the August 12th high coming in at 594.25. USDA announced the sale of 100,000 tons of corn to Mexico. So the markets here in the corn supported by the bigger story, obviously, of the possibility of acres moving from corn into beans or other crops due to the higher fertilizer prices. But also here you've got the wheat markets pretty sharply higher on the week. Yeah, December Chicago wheat overnight up almost 40 on the week, and overnight December Kansas City up almost 50 on this week alone. They both backed off some. December Chicago finished down a penny and a half at 854.5. That's about 9 off the overnight highs, but we're still trading around 9-year highs here. December Kansas City finished the night up 3 cents at 881.75. December Minneapolis spring wheat been range-bound for a week or so, down 2 cents at 1036.25. These wheat markets this week have been driven higher by the possibility of quality downgrades in Australia due to heavy rains during harvest, so we will have to keep an eye on that. Australia exporting a lot of wheat. Taking a look at the soybean market, which has also been trading sideways pretty much since last week when we took out the 50-day moving average and also that downtrend line on the 17th. We had a big range that day, 1250 to almost 1290, and we've spent the last week and a half or so between about 1260 and 1280. Overnight, Jan beans up 3.25, 1276.25. USDA announced the sale of 330,000 beans to unknown. Taking a look at outside markets, we've got the dollar up 28 ticks right now, trading at 78.28. This is after the administration released 50 million barrels of crude oil from the strategic reserves in order to try and stem these rising prices. The market had been down pretty sharply off the highs before that move, maybe anticipating it. But in actuality, that 50 million barrels is only about 2.5 days worth of crude oil use. So pretty much a drop in the barrel there. Dollar trading up 28 ticks at 96.77. We're hovering around the highs from back around July of 2020. But with these outside factors, the problems with the wheat in Australia, really the dollar surprisingly not having a very big effect on the markets today. We've got the Dow Jones overnight also trading lower, down about 190 points in pre-opening trade. Expect maybe some quiet trade today here as we head into the holiday. We close at the regular time today, and then tomorrow we'll have an abbreviated session, no Thursday night trade, and only trading from 8:30 until noon on Friday. But as they used to say down on the floor at the Board of Trade, never sell a dull one. Those thin markets will get you every time. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 887-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HETCH, 877. Have a great Thanksgiving.